But these people gave all. They can't do anything. They can't die again for somebody else. Tomorrow somebody else may. And so we need to pray for the living as well as the dead. And so one of the things that's often overlooked and missed is the families that lose these loved ones and have to go the rest of the lifetime with their children and trying to raise them and make sense out of something that they can't understand. So we want to think about those things. And we mentioned the fact that Jesus shed his blood. That's done once for all too. We don't have another Savior. We don't have somebody else to die. We don't have another Christmas. We don't have another Calvary. So people need to accept the one now. And if they won't accept that, their only hope is hell. The two verses very familiar to you, Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for our own inheritance." And Psalm 9:17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." We're going to look to the Lord in prayer, and then I'll make a few comments about these, about some things I think that makes America great and is trying to be restored. And if we lose these 4 points, we're done. And we're fast on a slide now. So, Brother Paul, would you lead us in a word of prayer first, please? Thank you. You may be seated. The first thing that in this country was founded upon God, and people say that with just a catchy phrase. It wasn't the God of the Muslims. It wasn't the God of all religions. It wasn't the God of the Catholic Church. It wasn't the cultish gods that people have. And what happened was, we went with the Bible, we went with the Christian God. Washington was a Christian. That's proven in literature. You can go to the buildings in Washington. You can go to the writings. You can go down to Harrisburg. You know that the Capitol in Harrisburg has more Bible verses in that building than any capital in the United States. This really was the very keystone state for everything that we had, including our Christianity. And what happened was, we said we want to have religious freedom. Well, people brought their other gods in. That was not enough for them. They wanted us to do away with our God and make their God our God. And that's what we've begun to do. We've got to get back to God, or nothing else we do matter. Our economy, our military, nothing will last if we don't have God. It doesn't matter. I feel sorry for the Chinese when I hear them talking about those economic talks and places. So what? So what if they have all, if they don't have God? So we have to have the Christian God who gave us America. And I believe he was talking about us when he said the people he had chosen for his inheritance. I believe God has chosen America for this time. And we either fail or we do our job. The second thing, and people kind of turn their nose up, even a lot of the conservatives, our guns. When they took over, when the communists took over Germany, they had no problem. They took over Russia, they had no problem because they took away their guns. And people talk today. I was talking to a man the other day. He said right now among our state police officers in Pennsylvania, there is a movement afoot to let people know that if we have to go against our government, that they will be for us. There's people taking what is happening very serious. And I'd like to be like everybody else and say, well, that's never going to happen. People never do it. But, you know, that's what they thought, too. They thought it could never happen. And if I, as I said, if we take God out of the equation, we're subject for anything. And think of what's going on in Venezuela right now. They took their guns away. That's one of the reasons they're having so trouble. They don't have any guns to defend themselves. All they got to throw a firebomb or something else because they have no guns. And the military, they're afraid to go against the leader, so they're waiting. Their eyes are turned to see which is going to have, be the best side to go to. So we have to defend ourselves. Jesus said, and the Bible tells us, that it's our responsibility as men to take care of our homes. And our houses. We don't have a choice in that. And these religions that talk about nonviolence, hey, you know, a rattlesnake laying right there. I'm a nonviolent person. I'm going to let him bite me? No. And I mean, those simple illustrations are truthful because that's how they treat the enemies that's going on right now. And the Democrats are piling on the president every time he tries to confine some of these people. Oh, come on. They want to get along. Everybody wants to get along. No, they don't. They want to stamp us into the ground. Number three, we need to keep Israel as our friend. And if you'll notice, many of these things that I'm listing for you, our president pushed. I don't know whether the man got saved, I've heard that he did. I don't know, but I know something, that the hand of God is moving that man to do what he's doing. Whether he knows it or not, God is guiding him each step. This recent thing about abortion, they're so mad they can hardly stand it. They'd rather kill babies. They'd rather kill them. Think of that. And they're stirring all that stuff over that. But we better keep Israel as our friend. And then last of all, last thing I want to mention, and we're going to gather around the altar in a minute if you want to have prayer. We need to have the guts to stand for what's right. We don't have it in the Republican Party. I don't trust them either. Right is right. I don't care if the guy over there holding the flag is a there's black, white, green, or yellow. I don't care. If he's holding the right flag, I'm supporting him. But we are so stuck on stupid stuff that we're not going to do. Well, I know what he did when he was young. He did this. He did that. Everybody wants to tell me what the president did. I don't know either. I know one thing. There's not a person in this room, whether your sins were little or big, would like your sins held up for the whole world to see. There's not a one of us. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, none of us would. I surely wouldn't. So we're thinking about the abortion, the transgender, and all that kind of stuff. We're killing ourselves. And we better get back to God, and we better get back to Him quick. When we pray, I'm going to ask you to come around the altar as many of you like. Let's pray for the men that we've mentioned, their lives, their family, and their service. And let's pray for the service that's going on these 3 days, that God would touch lives and souls will be saved. So you may gather the altar for time of prayer. If you feel like kneeling, kneel, and if you can't, you can just find a seat or stand there until we have our prayer. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, as we gather as a church tonight, many names have been mentioned, which some of them we don't know. We don't know if their relatives are dead or alive. We know that they gave their all. And Lord, we owe some debt of gratitude to that, at least to pray for them. And Lord, it never stops. The next war is over the horizon. We know what's going on in Iran. We can't believe them. They have nuclear power at their disposal. We can't believe and trust Korea, North Korea. Lord, we're in a terrible mess because we left you out. Lord, our Congress is fighting with our president. No matter what he does, whether it's a very small step he takes, they want to criticize, they want to stop him. Lord, we pray somehow. And Lord, we pray for the meetings where we're trying to reach the addicted of our community. And Lord, we know we've been in this battle before. We fought it. And the town itself doesn't want it to happen. The parents of some of the children don't want to let everybody know that their child might be a part of it. We're too prideful, Lord. We're too set that we don't want to give an inch while we talk about all these people that have paid the price that we might touch some life, that we might stop some tragedy. God, we pray you'd march us through. We pray you'd give the words of those who speak. Lord, we pray you'd do the actions and the deeds. And we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing part of the family of God. Could we do that? Now, before we do that, there's a service tomorrow at 10 o'clock. These services are at 7, right? Over to courthouse? 7. At 10 o'clock tomorrow. How many of you know where Old Baptist Church is in Huntington County? There's a road that runs from Three Springs over to Medigap. It's about a mile out of Three Springs on that road. It's a historical place where a lot of happenings go on. And Doug Mastrania will be there at 10 o'clock speaking to the special service they have there. If you want to go, I'm going. So, you want to go. Okay? Huh?
What time is that?
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Okay? At the Old Baptist Campground Church. Okay?
Amen.
Ready? One more time, but before we do, this last election, the one before when president was elected, we all was really happy. We got a president elected. And the next election was mostly local. I begged people, we had an all-night prayer vigil here. We hardly had anybody. Now we've got Muslims in our Congress. I'm not shocked. We don't listen. We don't listen. We think, okay, we want to, everything's okay. And we just forget. This is a fight to the end.
Amen.
And we got to pull this snake out and cut its head off and keep cutting the heads off of every baby it has. I'm glad I'm part of the family of God. Good night. Next service here is Wednesday night. See you next Lord's Day or whenever you show up. God bless you. Have a good week. Enjoy your family or friends or whoever you're with.